God, we ask that you would show us your glory. God, that you would reveal yourself to us in our lives. Lord, at this time, we need you. And oftentimes we think about your glory as being your power or your majesty. But there's also glory in the way that you love selflessly, in the way that you give of yourself to others. God, show us that side of your glory. That incredible part of who you are, how you're able to keep coming back, keep showing up, even when we fail. So Lord, we pray that we would follow you and that we would show that love and that care for others around us. And we pray, amen.
Hi, welcome to Church Online, Cascade Company. I'm Gabe Schmidt. And these are your morning announcements.
It's super important for us to stay digitally connected. You can do that on our website. Every Friday, we send an email with all the information you need for the upcoming week, including links to Church Online, Zoom Youth Group, and Children's Ministry. You want to get this email. Fill out the contact form on our website. You can also find a lot of good information on the Church Online page. Here you can find links to giving, prayer, and care, which will get you connected with our new Neighborhood Care Group Ministry.
That's it. Now, on to our worship.
Thank you. boys and girls. How are you guys doing? I really miss you, and it's been really hard not seeing everybody, and I'm sure it's been hard for you. I'm super excited I get to share the lesson with you this morning. And our Bible story is the one for the elementary class from last week, which is okay because the Bible story for this week follows up on it. So if you already watched the video through the links that were sent out, it's okay. It's a really good story, and it's worth repeating. But before I go there, I want to tell you a couple things about story. First, Bible stories are real stories. They're not made-up stories. It's really easy to think about them in terms of like stories that we read, books we read, or movies, but they're real stories that really happened. Moses really did part the Red Sea, and Jesus really did heal the leper and the blind man and the sick woman and all of the other miracles. Those really happened. The second thing I want to tell you about stories is, well, today's story is made up, but it's okay because it was made up by Jesus. Remember I told you that there were special stories that Jesus would tell that he used to illustrate a bigger point about God or about heaven. And that's what today's story is about. And those special stories that Jesus told have a name. Do you guys remember what they are? It's really weird to be asking this and not have your faces in front of me and or hear you talking and raising your hand or shouting. But I just want to know if you know what those are. Tell your mom and dad or your brother or sister if you remember. It starts with a P. It's parable. That's it. Well, today's parable is about the lost son. So there was a father and he had two sons, the older brother and the younger brother. And just ignore that the older brother looks familiar, okay? We'll talk about that later. So this is the older brother and the younger brother. And the younger brother asked his dad if he could have money. Now, he didn't ask for a little bit of money. He didn't ask just like for a little bit of money. He asked for all the money, all the inheritance that he was going to get, which was an ugly and disrespectful thing to do. But his dad was just such a loving and giving person that he gave his inheritance to a son, or he gave his son's share of the inheritance to him. So the younger brother took all that money, and it was a lot of money, and he took all of it and he went to a faraway country and he wasted it, like all of it. He just wasted it all. And then he became really hungry, and then he had to get a job. So he got a job at a pig farm taking care of pigs. And I think the pigs that he took care of probably smelled worse than this one. Well, actually, this one doesn't smell bad at all. And probably weren't as cute. Definitely not as cute. Anyhow, he was taking care of pigs. And as he was feeding them one day, he realized he was so hungry, he wanted to eat the food that he was feeding the pigs. And it's something called slop. And I've never fed a pig, so I don't know exactly what that entails. But I don't think I want to know either. I've seen them feed them at the zoo, at Woodland Park Zoo. It's a little bit different, I think, than they feed them on farms. Anyhow, Pastor Dan might know about that because he grew up on a farm. Anyhow, when he realized he was tempted to eat the food he was feeding the pigs, the younger son thought, I wonder if I should go back home because the servants at my dad's house, they live better and they eat better than I am right now. And my dad is such a kind man, and if I beg for his forgiveness, maybe he will let me be a worker in his household. So he packed up little things he had and he started going home. What do you guys think his father did when his father saw him? Do you think he yelled at him? Do you think he punished him? And how do you think he felt knowing that he squandered away all that money that his dad had given him? And he came back with nothing. And he knew that he hurt his dad too. And I bet he felt really bad about that. It's hard to ask for forgiveness, isn't it? It's hard to admit when you've done something wrong, especially when you've hurt somebody you love and somebody that loves you. It's really hard to do that. And I don't think it was easy for the son to do that, but he did. And do you know what this father did? He saw him and he was so happy to see him. He ran up to him and gave him a big hug and he threw a robe around him and he gave him a really fancy ring. He put a ring on his finger and he put sandals on his feet And all of those things are a little silly, but what they represent is the fact that his dad was saying, you don't need to be a servant. You're my son. You've always been my son, and you always will be my son. And I don't, the important thing that I may have forgotten to tell you is that the son really did ask his dad for forgiveness. He told his dad, not only have I sinned against you, I've sinned against heaven too. And his dad was so happy to see him. And not only did he give him all those things and put him back into his household as his beloved son, he threw a really, really big party, a really big welcome home party for him. Now, we didn't talk about the older brother, but that's in this week's lesson. And the older brother had some feelings about all of this too that are interesting and things that we can learn from too. And we'll talk about that later. But what I want to ask you is, what do you think Jesus was getting at when he told that story? Why do you think he told that story? And what do you think that story tells us about God? Seeing that story, the loving Father represents our loving Heavenly Father. And it would be really good for you guys to talk a little bit about that at home. And remember, we've been talking about forgiveness all this month. And forgiveness is deciding that somebody that's wronged you doesn't have to pay. That's sure what the loving Father did, isn't it? And that's what God does for us. God forgives us because of Jesus. Boys and girls, I'm sorry I can't see you, but I just want you to know that God loves you so, so much. I hope you have a good week. Well, it's at this point in the service where we would do our offering. And offering is just a time where we come before God, boys and girls, and thank him for the things that he's done for us. And we come to him with gratitude in our hearts. Parents, if you have any questions about giving, you can look online, look at your screens. I think there's a slide coming up. And boys and girls, I think we can participate in this too by thanking God for the ways that he's provided for us. And thank each other. Thank your brother and sister, your mom and dad, or your grandma and grandpa, whoever's in the house with you, for something they've done for you this week too. So we'll take about 30 seconds, and then I'll close in prayer. Lord, we come before you now, grateful for all the ways that you care for us, all the ways that you provide for us, and for all the ways that you forgive us. And God, I pray that you would be with us this week and help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear all the ways each day that you are with us and that you are walking through these challenging times with us. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. And thank you that you have created pathways for us to be together, even while we're all still in our homes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, well, here's Pastor Dan with this morning's message.
Hello, Cascade Covenant. I want to welcome everyone wherever you're viewing today. And this is my living room, actually, or my entryway. And got a nice little fire lit, which is how we roll here at the Bulgy House, wood heat. And my son Mark wanted to make this interesting for those of you, actually I was going to say those of you under the age of five, but it's actually anybody. There's a few things hidden in the room behind me, and so, you know, you can either pay attention to what I say, or you can be scanning the pictures and stuff for little tidbits and matchbox cars and other figures behind us, so something fun to do while we're spending time together. You've probably noticed this isn't live, and we've moved to pre-recorded segments, which gives us some new opportunities, like hiding stuff behind me, and also for things like Gabe being able to do announcements. How awesome was that? And as we shelter in place, I just want to encourage you to be looking out and caring for each other, and what an opportunity that we have to share the hope that we have in Christ. And that can be expressed in just such little ways, Maybe it's sending a text to a friend or family member. Could be going old school and actually using snail mail to write a note and send it. Or even just a friendly wave to someone on your block can be so, so meaningful. Where I'd like to begin this morning is simply to point out that we're in the midst of something completely unprecedented. One of my pastor friends told me this week that he finally feels like he's in the middle of a biblical event, you know, something that we would read about in Scripture. And it's true, there's few historical events like this. 20 years from now, you're going to be able to tell someone, no matter if you're from the United States or Thailand, like what you were doing and where you were during the coronavirus outbreak. So even as we shelter in place, being isolated is as much mental as it is physical. And if there's nothing that you remember from my message this morning, I want you to remember this. You are not alone. We're all in this together, and we can look to one another for encouragement and support, and we can look to God. You know, the Lord's Prayer, which Jesus taught to his disciples, tells us so much about who God is, but also how we can depend on him. And it begins rather simply, our Father in heaven. And for many of us today, we think of heaven as something in the future or a little Marvel comic-like. It's the next dimension. But for Jesus and for people at the time when the Bible was written, heaven was a place. It included everything above the earth, you know, like terra firma, what we're standing on. It included everything above that, the sky, the air, the stars. It's the place where God dwells. So the way to understand what Jesus is saying is that God inhabits the time and the space all around us. Our Father in heaven means God all around us. And for Jesus, also for you and for me, we can build a personal relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, that's free from all the hurt and disappointment that many of us have experienced with our earthly dads. And no matter where we are, whether that's physically in a place like my living room or at your home today, but also where we're at emotionally, no matter what we face, we can reach out to God, our Heavenly Father. You are not alone. Well, Psalm 46 begins, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And those are really comforting words, really comforting reality that God is here. He's all around us, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46 is known as a psalm of confidence, and it would have been recited in a huge assembly, a big assembly in ancient Israel, especially when they as a country or as a group of people were facing trouble, much like the kind of crisis that we face today with COVID-19. And the focus is on God's reign over the earth. The focus is on his ability to bring order and calm from chaos. The focus is to remind us that we're not alone. So let me read for you verses 1 through 7. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. And then verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Well, verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. It gets repeated again at the end of that psalm, verse 11. And the Lord Almighty literally means the Lord of hosts. It has a pretty cool meaning. Host is a military term. It's an organized body of troops. Think like an army of heaven. It's saying Yahweh, the commander of an angel army. It's pretty cool to think about, to imagine that, to know that God is fighting for you, he's fighting for me, that he's with us. And God is our fortress. You know, Martin Luther was a prolific songwriter. It's hard to imagine he could fit all that in along with his Reformation work, but he did. And one of the most memorable hymns that he wrote was based on Psalm 46, "A mighty fortress is our God." And this term for fortress literally means high point. Again, in military terms, holding the high ground is a huge advantage, especially when you add fortifications. So not only is God commanding a huge army ready to fight for you and me, he's holding the high ground. He's building a fortress to protect us. God is with us. We are not alone. That's good news. Good news as we enter the uncharted waters of being sheltered in place. And I know that most of us aren't just worried about the social situation in our lives right now. We're also really worried about the economic situation we face as well. And that economic fear got real for many of us this week. You know, the jobless numbers soared to unprecedented heights. Millions of people had their hours cut, their pay cut, or they were laid off. And in fact, most of us know someone who experienced it, or we experienced it ourselves personally. And I just want to say that if that was you, I'm sorry. As human beings, our health and our livelihood are two of our biggest concerns. And there are moments when there's really nothing we can do. We've exhausted all our options. It's completely out of our control. And so whether you are there today or getting close, please don't despair. As followers of Jesus, there's one last thing that we can do. And it always seems like such a frivolous thing, or, well, if there's nothing else to do, I can do this. But it's actually a pretty profound and powerful thing. We can pray. We can ask God to provide for us. You know, Matthew 6 has some wise words. Our Heavenly Father knows what we need. He takes care of the birds. How much more valuable are we than them? And tomorrow? Well, let tomorrow worry about itself. Easier said than done, but wise words. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So we'll deal with it when it comes. And pray. Jesus instructs us to ask God, our Father, for daily bread. Give me today our daily bread. Give me what I need. And you know, if I'm honest, I want to ask God for more than what I need. I'm used to be able to go into the grocery store and load up my cart with, you know, whatever I want and however much I want. Things are different now, aren't they? It's really forced me to acknowledge what I want is much different than what I need. Our daily bread gets me through today. Let God worry about tomorrow. It's definitely got enough trouble of its own, but today, God's got this. So maybe I might have to sell some of my toys, some of my assets that I've acquired and built up over the years. Maybe that means I might have to adopt some different priorities, especially financially for a while. As hard as that may seem, it's okay. God's going to see us through this. We're going to make it through this. So remember, you're not alone. God will provide, and he will lift you up. You know, the Apostle Peter wrote to Christians who were suffering way back in the first century. We know it as a book of the Bible called 1 Peter. And at the end of that book, really it's a letter, he's signing off in chapter 5. And I quoted 5 verse 7 to you last week, which says, "Cast all your anxiety on Jesus because he cares for you." And that's such an inviting, such a powerful encouragement. But the verse before it, verse 6, is equally as good. It says this, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time." You know, I've gotten used to having things beyond my time happening right now. I'm sure I'm not the only one. We were already impatient with the sheltering in place order, and it hasn't even been a week. But I'm most frustrated with simply not knowing how long all this COVID stuff will last. So Peter's speaking right to me. Even though it was written 2,000 years ago, he's speaking to me, "Humble yourselves under God's mighty hand." Is that hard for you? It's definitely hard for me. It's hard to admit when I need help. It's hard to struggle with my own impatience. It's hard to feel out of control. And there's a lot of this COVID stuff, or actually it's more truthful to say all of this, I didn't see it coming. And these are the moments when we can look to God and ask for help. That's what it means to be humble. These are the moments when we trust in God's timing. He will lift us up. I'm a little embarrassed to admit that I have found myself having to resurrender to Him, to, you know, admit that I think a little too highly of my own abilities and know-how. And so I have to be reminded that God is the only one who can save us. He's the only one who can deliver us. He is the only one who can fix us in our broken world. And He will. He is. So let's entrust ourselves to His care, that He may lift us up in due time. And in the meantime, have faith that you, that I am not alone. God will provide for us. And no matter how low we may feel or low we may get, He will lift us up. And so I want to say a prayer to close this service that we've had together. But before I do, let me remind you of a couple ways that you might respond. You can find these on our website. Three simple ways. One is to give. Another is to click on that button, the care button, especially if you live locally here in the Snoqualmie Valley, and we'll get you plugged into one of our neighborhood care groups. And finally, you can pray. You can pray by clicking on one of those buttons to contact the pastors, and we will pray for you. Or you can pray for yourself, for your family. If you do that, definitely pray for others too, your neighbors, maybe even by name, and those friends and those people that matter to you most that God brings to mind. God hears our prayers, and He will lift us up. And so with that, please join me in prayer. Lord, we come to You today and we just simply acknowledge there has been nothing like this. And there's a certain amount of this that's kind of exciting, and there's a certain amount of this that's very anxiety producing. And I think most of us feel like we're on an emotional roller coaster or just an emotional yo-yo back and forth. Help us to sort through all this and to deal with it, Lord. And we pray that we wouldn't forget, even when we're socially distanced or isolated, sheltering in place, we're not alone. We have You right by our side. You're the only one who can dwell with us wherever we are, whatever we may face, and we are so grateful for that. Lord, we are so thankful that You also have promised to provide for us. It's our daily bread. It's what we need today. We pray that, Lord, not just for here, not just for us here in North Bend or the state of Washington, the United States, but we pray that for all around the world, Lord, that You would protect and provide and save as many lives as possible. And finally, God, for those of us who are discouraged, for those of us who are on the brink of despair, for those of us who are feeling low, God, we pray that we would grab, that they would grab onto the hope that is only found in You, that You would lift us up, God. We know that You will, and we're so grateful and thankful for that. We pray for this in Your powerful name. Amen. Well, I'm Pastor Dan, and I just want to say God bless you, and have a wonderful week. Have a blessed week, and we'll see you right here soon.